My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we recap and review the video chat between Davin and his scammer Belinda, settle some bets, and see if Davin can get a second video chat with her. So listen and enjoy.
Let's briefly recap. Last week, 2 weeks ago when we were here, last show we had, Belinda had been saying we were going to have the video chat. I'd been getting stiff-armed right time every time I was supposed to get the video chat. Right. Never happened. Looked like it was never going to happen. All my team was against me. The fans were against me. The anti-scamming community was against me. We were never going to get this video chat because it just hasn't been done. And I was going to lose horrible bets.
Yes.
I was going to lose bets. Last week, we got the video chat. Now, it is the girl in the pictures. Joe keeps on making extra lines for her to cross, and Belinda keeps on crossing those lines eventually, doing everything that Joe requests of her. So it looks good. I've won several legs of the bet. Only one person had to pay up so far. That was Godelay. Godelay had to pay up by eating a Scotch bonnet pepper.
I had to pay up.
Oh, yes, that's true. I'm sorry. You did. You paid
oh,
me
boy,
cash.
Did I?
You paid me cash. So Godelay sent me the video of himself eating the Scotch bonnet pepper.
Oh, wow.
It's quite entertaining.
Oh.
Godelay is a man of honor. I'm going on record right now saying Godelay is a man of honor.
Okay.
And that video.
Was there a time limit?
He ate it, and then he ate it quickly. Mm. Was shaking.
Oh.
He was in pain.
Oh.
He was obvious. He was in pain, and he held it for 2 minutes before he had a drink of milk.
Oh my God!
Godelay is a man of honor.
Oh.
So Godelay did, and that video happens to be on the Davin's Den website.
Oh.
So you could check out Godelay manning up. Now there's still other legs. Now there's a chance I will eat a Scotch bonnet pepper because I have to get Mavis.
Yes.
So we still have that. So
there'll be a time limit on that too.
So that was February 19th.
See, there's no comment.
I have a show to run. February 19th was when I spoke to Belinda. So February 20th was supposed to be the next day when I was going to have the video chat with her again, hopefully getting over these technology issues.
Right.
Question is, would I be able to get Belinda for a second video chat? And Mavis has been MIA. Am I going to get Mavis or am I going to lose? Because we haven't heard from Mavis really. I mean, she checks in once in a while, like, hello, but I haven't read that on the air.
Yeah.
But it's not. We haven't really spoken to Mavis, have made no progress, certainly gotten no closer to solving the Mavis mystery and getting her on the video chat.
Right.
So like I said a few weeks ago, Belinda's looking good, Mavis not so much.
Right.
So I'm a little bit of jeopardy there. So yeah, it's fun to gloat now because I have accomplished what nobody said I could, but I still got the other end, which means I might have to pay money to you, eat a Scotch bonnet for Godelay. Do two shots of a hot sauce for Trucker Tom, and more gain. It's I gotta do hot sauce. She's got to do fish sauce.
All with time limits.
All with time limits. All right,
Wait till he has to. Wait till the clock's ticking.
So February 20th. Here we go. I say hello, gorgeous. Now I've seen her. Remember, I have to make her comfortable because she was all worried about being black.
Yeah.
And everything. And she's a pretty girl anyway. But, you know, I got to make her like I'm in love. This is the best thing over.
Sure.
And I'm confused. I don't know because she did it.
Yeah.
She wasn't supposed to be able to do this.
Yeah, that was pretty confused.
Now it's like, oh, crap, maybe I got to pull the plug on this.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to.
She's a real girl who's in love with you and, oh, God.
Yeah, exactly. There's that. We don't want to be that bad.
No.
She asked me how I'm doing. I say I'm good. I ask her, how are you? I ask her if she slept well last night. She says she's good. I asked her if she slept well last night. She goes, she did. She asked me about me. I go, I was up until I woke up and started thinking of you in the middle of the night. She goes, oh, that's nice. I actually think, thinking back to February, I actually do think I was up at like 4 a.m. thinking about this because I was so blown away by all
this. Oh, my God.
Not being all puff, 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 but like, wow, this just happened. Uh-oh.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're both right. Leave me alone. I'm running away. If Joe's counselor can't help us, nothing can.
You should see him wiggling around his chair right now.
That's because there's a dildo on it. I'm enjoying it.
Look at you.
I'm
smitten. Look at you.
You're just jealous because you don't have your gal.
He's flush.
Nobody likes a man with onion breath. That's why she don't come back no more. I go, it is weird because even though we could not really speak with each other, I felt a stronger connection just by seeing you. Did you feel it too? And that's true. I did feel it. I said that last week. I asked her if she felt it too. She goes, also thought of you for some time before I slept. I go, that's sweet. She goes, I go, making you laugh and seeing it was and seeing it was the highlight of my week. She goes, you were really funny. I also like laughing, so that makes two of us. I go, well, then we are two peas in a pod, since I get paid to make people laugh, but I would give up all the money, all the press, all the TV to make you laugh every day. She goes, that's sweet. I go, once in a while, I try to be sweet. She goes, try to be sweet every day. Really? I have a show. Oof. It's not going to work. Yeah. I couldn't pull it off on a cruise. I don't think I can do it here.
Really?
I go, I can't do that. Your head would get so big that the country of Ghana would not be able to contain it. Got to be a jerk just to keep you grounded. Besides, you might realize you can do better than me, so I got to be a dick out of self-preservation.
That's some philosophy.
She goes, that's understandable.
Because I am not.
Makes sense, sir.
She goes, you are so freaking cocky, LOL. She smiled. I go, well, I do have to keep you grounded. Otherwise, you might set up 20 more Facebook pages and get a whole new crop of guys. And what chance would I have to keep you then?
Especially with your shenanigans.
Exactly. Sometimes the truth sneaks in. She goes, that would not happen. You are more than okay for me.
Wow.
That's nice. Feeling good about that.
Oh, she's lying.
You know what? A little nicer to my fake girlfriend. She's crossed every barrier you've asked her to. A little respect. She's more dedicated than your marriage is, liar.
Have you been looking through her Facebook page?
Yeah, really, Joe. Do you know what she's really thinking? You big snoop.
It's like a valid point. I got my ass handed to me.
Because we were surprised. No. Stick to Forb.
That's funny.
We were surprised.
I go more than okay. How romantic, LOL. She laughs. I go, will we actually be talking and video chatting in a bit? She goes, and then I go, roses are red, violets are blue, you are more than okay, and that is true. That's what I wrote to her. It's time for crappy poetry.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.